Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, beginning at verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called, concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. Verses 1 through 21, Hebrews chapter 11. Lord, thank you for being our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you for being El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer, and so, so much more. Lord, thank you for your word, which is a wonderful book full of your wisdom, your grace, but also is a book of faith, a book that teaches us to hear your word and trust it and obey it. Thank you for the opportunity to know you and to be on this journey of faith, living for you, following you day by day. Thank you for that blessed privilege and opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of faith. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you gave Abel all that he was able to give back to you. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you've given me all the strength and all the gifts that I'm able to give back to you. Heavenly Father, I know that this is true for all of our listeners. And Heavenly Father, I know that we should be walking more and more and more in faith. And so help us to be good stewards with what you have given us. Help us to use the full amount of what you have given us, whether it's small or whether it's great, to build your kingdom and to watch you bring forth fruit. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be partners and fields with you and your work. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind our listeners that we're encouraging you, please, to be a part of our prayer family, specifically as it relates to the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. This ministry, of course, is one that the Lord led my wife, Bertie, and I to start. It's a mobile medical pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. We're actually having our first fundraising banquet coming up this Tuesday, August the 26th, and it will take place, it will happen at North Greenwood Baptist Church in Greenwood, Mississippi. Please pray much for the Lord to really anoint the event, bless and prosper it spiritually and financially. So your prayers are very much desired. And just want to ask that you, if you would, please continue to pray for the ministry as a whole. In particular, some of the clients that we see, pray more and more for the grace of God and the Spirit of God to be at work in their lives. You know, one of the realities is we live in a world where even though we happen to be in a state where abortion is outlawed, yet tragically, because of the tragedy of chemical abortion, sadly, too many persons still seek to abort their children. So pray for this ministry. Pray for all the ministries, the pregnancy care ministries that you're aware of in your community and elsewhere. They very much need your prayers. But if you'll pray for our banquet, again, August 26th, Tuesday, August 26th, coming up in just about 4 weeks, actually, North Greenwood Baptist Church at 6 o'clock. Your prayers are very much appreciated. And if you feel so led to make a contribution, we'd certainly appreciate that as well. For more information, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We're honored and blessed to have as our phone guest today, Dr. Elamu Biftu. He is a pastor. He's an author. He's the founder and president of Gospel of Glory Ministries from Dallas, Texas. Dr. Biftu, how are you today?
I'm doing great. And thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Yes, sir. Honored to have you on with us today, and it's this is our first privilege and opportunity to interview you, and thank you for taking the time to be with us. I'm going to ask Dr. Biftu, would you take a few minutes to further introduce yourself and the ministry that the Lord has called you to lead, and then we want to get into talking about a book you've written entitled Divine Dialogue, but if you would take a few moments to further introduce yourself to our listeners today.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. It's a great honor just to be with you. And even what the pastor just said about the clinic and all that and the abortion, and I can relate to that as well. Let me just tell you a little bit my background. My name is Elamu Biftu. I'm from Ethiopia. I was born in the remote part of Ethiopia and grew up. And I am the 10th and the last child. And when I showed up, my mother didn't expected me. So she was trying to abort me. That's why what the pastor just said made a lot of sense to me. She tried everything else to abort me at that time, but nothing worked. And the Lord sustained me and protected me, and I showed up and grew up in that remote part of Ethiopia, and I didn't know anything about education or about the Bible, about salvation, about anything. And when I was around 12 years old, my father got a piece of paper from local government who sent it to him to pay a tax, property tax. And my father started looking for somebody who can read that what the government is asking him. I never seen a piece of paper. I said, "What is this?" And then he explained it to me. I said, "What would it take for me to do that for you in the future?" He said, "You have to go somewhere and spend time and learn how to read and write." I said, "I'm willing to do if you send me." He said, No. I'm too old. And you are the last child on the farm to help me. I can't afford you, so to send you. Well, that case was closed, but the fire of God entered into my heart that day. I couldn't take out that from my heart. because God was not, God was interested in saving me more than just reading. And finally, I end up running away and went to a missionary school, elementary missionary school. While I was in that missionary school in second grade, a math teacher came and read Psalm 15, verse 1, who can dwell in your holy tent? That was my question. I didn't know how do you relate to God? How do you live with God? And after the class, I ran after the teacher and said, can you help me to get an answer to this? He said, don't worry about it. I don't know why I read it. And it's not part of the class. Just forget it. I couldn't. It was a fire in me, burning in me. And so I went to a missionary lady and told her. She understood right away what the Lord was doing in my heart and explained it to me for the first time what the gospel is all about. And after we sat under flagpole, and she said, do you want to accept the Lord? I said, yes. And then she said, let's go to one of the classrooms and I will pray with you. I said, no, I don't want it to move. She said, why? Because I said, if I die between here and the classroom, what will happen to me? I wanted to accept the Lord right now here, if that's okay. She said, okay. And I prayed. I accepted the Lord. And that was where my journey began. And the Lord used that classroom to dialogue with me. That's why the book I just wrote, Divine Dialogue, is so close to my heart.
So, and Dr. Biftu, just going to ask you, how old were you when you got saved?
14 years old.
You're 14. Okay, so you're very young at that point. Okay.
Very young.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah. And when the Lord used his word to dialogue with me, and I didn't even know him at that time. It's just that dialogue, that communication became so part of my life, on my life journey. And when I was in high school, the Lord called me to full-time ministry, which I didn't really want it to go. I fought with the Lord. I said, no, I don't want that, because I was poor. My parents rejected me after I accepted the Lord. My father was trying to kill me. I wanted to educate myself and support myself and get rid of the poverty. But the Lord listened to that and said, continued with dialoguing with me. I want you to be in full-time ministry. That's when I surrendered to the Lord after 3 days and 3 nights without sleeping and eating and fighting with God. Finally, I surrendered to the Lord and went into full-time ministry, went to Bible school, and then after that went to full-time ministry in Ethiopia. And then the communists took over and they're trying to put me in prison. Pastors and leaders prayed, and I left the country, came to United States of America, and went to Biola, and then from there to Michigan State University, did my master's and PhD there, and now I am in full-time ministry for the last 55 years.
Mm. How old were you when you came to the U.S.?
25 years.
You're 25 years of age. Okay. Well, we're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up right there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Dr. Elamu Biftu. He's the author of the book Divine Dialogue and the founder and president of Gospel of Glory Ministries of Dallas, Texas. We'll be right back.
From getting through. We that you could see it all made new. Is all creation groaning? Is a new creation coming? Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is.
The music of Andrew Peterson with Is He Worthy? Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Dr. Elamu Biftu. He's the author of Divine Dialogue, along with many other books as well. And he's also the founder and president of Gospel of Glory Ministries out of Dallas, Texas. Dr. Biftu, as we begin this segment, would you take time to pray for our listeners to be wide open to what the Lord, the Spirit of God, may say to them through this broadcast today?
Yes. Father, we thank you. Dialogue is divine communication. Father, true communication is the ability to hear you. Not only what we wanted to say, but what you wanted to say to us. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will open our hearts to hear you, so that we will know your heart and your purpose. Give us that heart that will respond to your voice. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I too thank you for Dr. Elamu Biftu. Thank you for the ministry of the Gospel of Glory Ministries, and thank you for the work it's done in this nation and in other nations of the world. Father, anoint Dr. Biftu in the ministry with a fresh and mighty anointing. Bless he in the ministry. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain. And Lord, set them on fire fresh of your Holy Spirit. More and more, use them to make the maximum impact you'd have them to make in the building of your kingdom, Lord, and in touching the world. And Lord, set us all on fire fresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, Dr. Biftu, you started to share about your book, Divine Dialogue. As we begin, would you tell us why that title? What's the message behind the title of the book in particular?
Thank you for that opportunity. Yeah, you know, God is God of dialogue. God started in the garden with human beings dialoguing. Dialogue is a form of communication between God and humanity, for relationships, for salvation, for restoration, for calling, for guidance, and so on and so on. So God communicates with us. The idea of dialogue is just God asks questions. Mm-hmm. And usually what we do as human beings, which is true for all of us, is we go to the Lord, even in prayer, for our own needs. We wanted to tell him. But most of the time, we don't have to hear what he is asking us. We focus on what we wanted to ask and receive. So God's desire is to dialogue with us as his children, to talk to us, so that talking, that dialogue will reveal what is not only in his heart, what is in us. And that's why in the book of Genesis, the first communication God with Adam and Eve, the first communication was after they sinned. He didn't say, why did you disobey me? Why did you do that? No, he came and said, where are you? Where are you? Let's dialogue. Let's talk. You are not where I have placed you. So tell me why, where are you? And you lost your place, and also you lost your purpose. Where are you? Mm-hmm. The communication. I'm looking for you. You are not communicating with me. You are hiding from me. And the reason God started that way was to help them to understand what they did, to realize what they lost, and to realize that where they are instead of where they're supposed to be. They were into the hiding instead of being in relationship and walking with the Lord. So that's where it started. And then immediately followed that, he said to them, who told you you are naked? Means, are you hearing my voice or the enemy? Who pushed you into that place and made you, and you know, you lost the grace, you lost the covering, the presence of God, and who told you? So God is God of dialogue, and the ultimate plan of desire of God is in that dialogue, is to bring us back to the right place, the original place, to the original purpose, to the original fire.
Dr. Bifter?
And so, yes.
Just a question. Could you possibly, you know, like, for example, would you say, when you say dialogue, would another word be conversation or just interaction with?
Exactly. Conversation, talking with God. Mm-hmm. Dialogue is just talking with God.
Mm-hmm.
Talking back and forth. When he said, where are you? He is just asking, answer me. In that answering, they have to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Why is he asking us? That means we are not where we're supposed to be. So that conversation, talking with God. Pastor, as you know, most of the time we go to the Lord with our questions. We don't even stop and think, what is he asking us? We just wanted to ask the Lord. But a true communication is two-way communications. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you as my children. Let me ask you. Answer me. That's what really dialogue is all about. Let's talk about it. Let's reason to be. Isaiah actually says, Isaiah 1:18 says, come, let's reason together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk together. And then the purpose of that God is asking us, talking with us, is to restore us to our place, to bring us back. It for renewal, for restoration, for repentance, and for the again time, so that we will not live in our failures. And so that's the ultimate purpose of that questioning.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Dr. Biftu, I was just going to mention a passage that comes to my mind, and an instance in Scripture is in 1 Samuel chapter 3, the story of when God calls Samuel. Initially, he's calling Samuel, simply calling his name. And Samuel, of course, gets up and goes talk to Eli. He goes a number of times. Then finally, Eli realizes God is apparently calling him.
Yes.
And he tells him what to say. And when he responds, when Samuel responds correctly, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening, God really begins to converse with him, as opposed to simply calling his name. And so that dialogue, that conversation comes to my mind to really kind of help. Absolutely. That's what comes to my mind as it relates to the title of your book, Divine Dialogue.
Absolutely. You are right on. That's the purpose of the book, so that if we stop, just listen to God, we will know his heart, we will know his desire, we will know what he has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the core of conversation, divine dialogue.
Mm.
And it, go ahead.
Well, you know, again, I think you're clearly addressing a major issue for the body of Christ. There's such a need for us to really be in intimate relationship with God, which, and of course, conversation is a major part of an intimate relationship. With anyone that you're close to, you're going to talk to them. And a lack of conversation means a distance between you, whereas like anyone that you love, typically, if you're close to them, normally you're going to talk to them. You're going to have interaction, conversation with them then. So, and the need for us as the church to do that so much better is so important in view of the fact that God calls the church the house of prayer. So we're supposed to be talking to God all the time.
Yeah. Yep. And in that, you know, when he says, my house is the house of prayer for all the nations, and the two key element is our ability to hear what he desires so that we can worship him in the spirit and in the truth. When we come before the king, you know, that intimacy is, as you said, is through conversation. If we don't communicate, that's what the word says, even when we come to Christ, confess your sins. That's conversation. That's to establish relationship, communications with God. So, yeah, you are absolutely right.
Dr. Biffy, would you take time now to pray for the church to grow in our understanding of the critical place prayer needs to be in our individual lives and in our collective life as the church as a whole? It's so important that we understand God calls us faithfully and passionately to be a people given to prayer. Would you pray for the church to grow in that regard?
Yes. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of inviting us into your presence to talk with you. You even said, come into my presence, call me Abba, Father. You have given us your spirit so that we can communicate with you, so that we can call upon your name, the name that is above every name. Lord, prayer is not not religion exercise, a ritual, but it's a relationship with you, talking with our Daddy, our Creator, our Redeemer, our Savior. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus right now to those who are listening to us. Lord, put that fire in them, the fire, the desire to hear you, to come to you, and to call upon you, Abba, Father. Even when you taught the disciples, you said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. It's about relationship. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, send a revival fire. A revival fire for prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing your heart and your mind, Lord God, so that we can relate to you, so that we can establish your will and your purpose on earth. We thank you and we bless you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, Dr. Biftu, I think of this, that it's the topic of divine dialogue, divine conversation is simple and it's profound at the same time, in that because on the one hand, if you ask most believers, do you know how to pray? They'd say, oh, of course I know how to pray. I talk to God. But the fact is, prayer can be so much more than we think, in that, like, for example, the Word of God, of course, it's the written Word of God. But when we read and meditate on the Word of God, that's a form of communing with God, a form of conversing with our Heavenly Father. We're hearing from heaven. And it's important that we know that we're to hear in order to obey as well. So, but thoughts that come to your mind in relation to that topic?
Yes, that's really the core of another aspect of the core of this book, because you cannot communicate, we cannot dialogue with God until we are committed to the Word of God. God communicates with us. You mentioned Samuel earlier, and God was revealing himself to Samuel through his word. And hearing the word of God and accepting, believing the chapter you read, the chapter of faith is we believe, not our assumption, is the word of God. Our faith is based on the word of God. And therefore, to come before God and say, what are you saying? And that is starting with the Word of God. Hearing and believing, reading and committed to that. And then what that does is it gives us a value. And that value based on what we believe. What do I believe about the Word of God? What do I believe about God because of what the Word of God says? When I do that, and then in turn what happens is then I know who I am. But right now the challenge we have throughout the world, I travel to nations, and is identity crisis everywhere we go. Until we believe, have value, and we cannot really have identity. Our identity is in Christ. The Word of God says, I'm a child of God. I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. I'm for Christ. Christ is for me. So once we accept that and we start walking in, that dialogue, Pastor, what it does for us is encourages deeper spiritual intimacy with God.
Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Beef, too, I'm going to jump in right here. We'll pick up there on the other side. Our phone guest today is Dr. Elamu Beeftu. He's the author of the book Divine Dialogue, as well as the founder and president of Gospel of Glory Ministries. We'll be right back. Music of Rebecca St. James with Kingdom Come. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Thank you, Lord, for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. And thank you for all those that make up our listening family today. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God in you. Do we trust? Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our phone guest today is Dr. Elamu Beeftu. He's the author of the book Divine Dialogue, as well as the founder and president of Gospel of Glory Ministries in Dallas, Texas. Dr. Elamu, if someone wants to get in touch with you, learn more about the ministry of the Gospel of Glory Ministries, or if they'd like to get a copy of the book, Divine Dialogue, can you tell them how to do that?
Great. Let me summarize this way for you. The divine dialogue is available in every bookstore, every Christian bookstore as of now, and also online. You can get it. But if you wanted to know more about Gospel of Glory's ministry, if you go to goglory.org, goglory.org, goglory.org. And you can see what the Lord is doing right now. We minister to in different nations and leadership training and equipping. And then let me summarize our conversation with this, our dialogue. You say after this radio broadcast, you say, why do I need to have dialogue? Because divine conversation with God re-establish your relationship with him. Mm-hmm. It will help you to know his heart. More than that, the second part of that book also addresses the issue of miracles. It reveals the power and the resource of God you need in your walk with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because dialogue God is asking, whenever they are challenged, God was asking them. More than that, it also would lead you into personal transformation. That conversation with God will help you to be more like Christ more than anything else. And it will help you to clarify your vision, the ability to see God, to see what he sees, to see the way he sees it. That will enhance your vision about yourself, about God, and see what he sees. And lastly, this book will help you and to know your authority as a child of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, conversation I have with God. What authority do I have to carry this on? And to help you to do that, this book is categorized into 31 God's questions, direct from God. If you answer for 31 days those questions, reflections, and with a short commentary in the book, and you will experience a true transformation because of the Word of God and the Spirit of God. So I invite you to get a copy and share it as individual, as a family, as a Bible study groups. And this is my 54th book, and I'm praying that the Lord will use it for his glory.
Well, we appreciate you sharing about the book. Again, Divine Dialogue, so thank you so much. Our producer, Isaac Jackson, he wanted to share something in relation to what you've shared as well.
Yeah, so talking with the Father has been a topic really close to my heart for a long, long time. And I just wanted to continue to encourage our listeners a little bit in this. Like, God is absolutely more divine and more personal than we could ever understand or imagine.
Mm-hmm.
More divine and more personal. Like, you've already talked about how in the Garden of Eden, man was walking there with God, and that man was made to rest in God's presence there in the Garden of Eden. You go to Elijah, and he goes through all of these massive, big old miracles of God calling, or Elijah calling fire down and God burning up the altar. He's fed by birds and that bring him food in a ravine while there's anyways, like all these big old miracles that happens. And then he gets kind of confused of like, okay, God must be this really big, miraculous God. And then God takes him. He doesn't eat for 40 days and nights. He goes to a mountaintop and God shows him, yes, I am also powerful, but know that first and foremost, I am personal in that gentle whisper. And then you go to Jacob, and Jacob doesn't just wrestle with some divine deity. It's like the form of a man is there, an angelic, like that personal wrestling right there shows the nature of the personal relationship. Jesus shows up as a person, God in the flesh, in the form of a man, fully human, fully God.
Mm-hmm.
And so, jumping forward to a parable that Jesus talks about, how he says, faith the size of a mustard seed, that it will grow into the biggest tree. And I've always heard that the emphasis there is on how big faith gets. But if you read the surrounding passages and make some connections, you realize that the emphasis is more so on that birds are able to rest in the branches. The seventh day in the garden was a day of rest. Mm. And the fullness of faith is resting in the presence of God.
Mm.
He is more divine and more personal. And so I just wanted to pull all that together just to continue to encourage our listeners, spend time in his presence. It's what we're made for.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Isaac. Thank you. Dr. Beef, do any reflections, things that come to mind in relation to what Isaac shared?
It's really right on. I really appreciate what you said. God started that conversation with human being in the garden. He hasn't stopped. Jesus came to do the same thing. He became flesh. He dwelt among us. He related to us. That conversation, that talking, that relationship, and to touch him and to relate to him. And at the end, and then finally he said, follow me, be with me. Mm. So let's follow him, let's commit it to him, let's be like him.
Mm. That's powerful, yes, sir. Well, Dr. Beef, too, our time is almost gone, but, again, thank you for sharing about the message and the mission behind the book. I think of this, that in relation to what you shared and touching on what Isaac shared as well, we serve a Heavenly Father that's so big he created a universe, but yet at the same time, he can talk to a million people at once and give them more attention than you or I can give to one single person, because he's God. He can do that. Our job is to talk to him and to spend time with him. And he'll spend as much time with us as we'll spend with him.
Yep.
Well, yes, sir. Well, again, Dr. Beef, thank you so much again for being with us today. And one more time, if someone wants to get the book, tell them how they can do that.
Yeah, they can go to any Christian bookstore. It's available. That's what the publisher told me. Any Christian bookstore or online, any of your favorite bookstore, you can go and get it. And more than getting the book, and make a commitment to dialogue with God, to have a conversation with God for 31 days, and you will see the difference.
Mm. And also, if any of our listeners were interested in getting any of your other books as well, can they get them from this from your website as well?
They can get it from website, and most of them are also online. And particularly the most recent books are relating to this. The passage you read earlier, dwelling in under the shadow of the Almighty is abiding in Christ, is the most recent, the one I wrote before this. The one before that is igniting the altar fire. And so those are for a spiritual relationship with God and growing. So all are available in bookstores and online as well.
Okay. All right. Now, I think you said you travel quite a bit and you do like workshops and seminars for the church in many different places. Then, is that right?
Yes. In fact, somebody was asking me yesterday, I have been to 55 nations so far and doing leadership training, leadership workshop, and encouraging churches and to advance the kingdom of God, and preparing the body of Christ for the return of the King.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, again, I want to encourage all of our listeners. Please pray much for Dr. Elamu Beeftu as he continues to do the work that he does. Leading the ministry, Gospel of Glory Ministries, and also pray for the book and the message behind the book as well, Divine Dialogue. And may the Lord set every listener's prayer life on fire, Lord. In fact, again, we're asking, Lord, that you light an even greater fire upon us and our prayer lives today.
Yes.
Empower us to recognize, Lord, that you've called all of us to be prayer warriors. And Lord, help us to recognize that there's so much you can do through the prayer life of one single person who takes prayer serious.
Yes.
Help us to be the seriously praying church you've called us to be individually and collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, help us to not consider it to be something like an afterthought, but help us to give ourselves to prayer. Help us to know, Lord, that there's so much that you're ready to do. You said you have not because you ask not. Help us to become holy askers, people who will pray much every day and fully expect you to hear and answer the prayers and, in fact, receive it as we pray it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a good day, a great day to be saved. The single most important decision in all of life is the decision to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you'd like to make that step and be saved today, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you daily. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray every day. And help me to obey and follow you every day. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please get in touch with us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. We hope to hear from you again. That email, joseph@afr.net. Please pray much for Dr. Elamu Biftu and the work of Gospel of Glory Ministries out of Dallas, Texas. Lift him up in prayer on an ongoing basis. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.